Following his visit to the Poet Biorefinery, the president's limousine pulled into Lowell Schatzik's farm near Palmyra, Missouri. Schatzik, a member of the Missouri Farmers Union and RCAF USA, says he found out over the weekend that the president would be stopping by to tour his 1,000-acre grain, cattle, and hog operation.
Our farm is not really typical. I mean, our farm would be more typical of agriculture maybe 20 years ago. I mean, the equipment we drive, we could do a 1970s movie out here if you wanted to.
Schatzik and the president walked around the farm for a few minutes and then went into the house, where they were joined around the kitchen table by the rest of the family. They discussed the high cost of health care and the structure of U.S. agriculture. The self-described independent farmer says he thanked Mr. Obama for directing the Departments of Justice and Agriculture to hold a series of hearings on ag competition issues.
Like I told him, I feel that the seed belongs to a farmer, and I think that the outfits that develop the technology, that they should be paid for it, but that basically the farmer should be able to find his own seed. I think it's no more right for that you pay the tech fees to the companies. You should be able to plant your own seed.
He also bent the president's ear about concentration in the livestock sector.
I brought out that it seems like in a lot of cases, maybe not around here, but in some areas, when corporate agriculture, say the livestock, moves in, it divides the people. There's a lot of animosity.
Mr. Obama didn't dominate the conversation, according to Schatzik, but did talk at some length about the benefits of the new health care legislation for farmers.
I think he understands. I mean, he is a very intelligent person.
After about an hour, the presidential motorcade sped off toward Quincy, Illinois, the final stop on the president's two-day, three-state trip. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.